John Yost, I'm here in a private place. There are 3 points. One on the OAS, it looks bad. While I was there, he got a call from Arturo Morales Carrion and also from Ambassador Facio. Facio is Costa Rica. And they report that probably not a good result from the OAS. Munoz also, they put Bunker on the phone, Bunker less pessimistic than the other two, but Munoz is terribly worried and says that Betancourt, who is not here, but he says Betancourt also at point one. Point two, I wonder if it might not be a good thing for you to get a statement over to the OAS before that meeting at 4 o'clock, and kind of a passionate statement calling on them to do what they ought to do. And I think that'll be, I don't think that'll hurt, and I think it may be a tremendous help.
Only trouble about that, I hate to do it. I wish you'd tell Tom that and see if they ask me to do it. They think I'm making too many statements. They never want me to speak, or Rusk doesn't, and Bundy doesn't. And they think that anything I say looks like pressure Bunker does on OAS, and that is taking just the opposite.
Yeah, but I think it'll be possible to do it. And
well, suppose they don't do anything, repudiate then.
I think that's all right. Then you're in a much better position to do what you're going to have to do.
Well, if you don't mind, call Tom and just tell him what you think and see if he won't recommend it.
If it's going to be done, it's going to be done quickly.
Yeah.
I'll call Tom.
Right.
Third, well, incidentally, the Venezuelan...
What would that statement say? Just plead with them to do what? To send them down there?
Yes, sir. Plead with them to send a team over there with the plenary authority, and we'll make and I would suggest that it make clear that the United States would confidently anticipate that it will accept their recommendations and participate as a member of the OAS in implementing them to the extent that need be. In other words, a show of good faith and to make all of this explicit now.
Well, now, doesn't Bunker say that to him all the time?
Well, I don't know, but what he says is one thing. Well, the word that they use here is that the OAS is permeated by a Spanish word which means suspiciousness, and an atmosphere of suspiciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And not of anything specific, but just general suspiciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just incidentally, before I get to my third point, the Venezuelan ambassador to the U.S. is coming back. He's been in Caracas, as you know, and meeting with Rusk today at 5:30. They expect that he will say that Venezuela will not send Betancourt. But I trust that Rusk is, you know, is fully advised of there's any crack in the thing. The thing he's got to do is to try to offset this atmosphere of suspiciousness. Now, my third point is that Munoz does not believe you ought to go to the OAS meeting. The reasons for it are as follows. He thinks that the chances are much too great that there will be no success in getting the OAS to set up machinery or to take any affirmative action. That even if you went down there, the chance...
You mean the Inter-American meeting?
The Inter-American, yeah. I don't mean OAS. The next thing is that he does not think you ought to go down there unless there is great clarification in the Dominican situation, and he does not expect that that will come about in the next 10 days. He also agreed, I think I put it this way, agreed with my own feeling that it's kind of a defensive overreaction. And if you went down there. Now, he says, however, that ordinarily it would be expected that Rusk would go down, so I thought maybe you want to do something more than that and suggest the possibility of your sending the vice president as a chest of rain.
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to get into that at all now.
Right.
So,
well, I'm
get him off of that.
Yeah, I'm just reporting.
Yeah.
To you. All right, so that's the report.
Okay, much better.
Thank you.
You talk to Tom on this other thing, will you, right away?
Immediately.
Yeah.
Sir.